will be there too. Thanks so much. Take care.
Okay, take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Here's the title track from Riding That Midnight Train. Congratulations if you came up with Doc Watson. Today's history riddle.
No matter what I say or do, you're never satisfied. I've tried to please you too many times, so I'm leaving you now. Goodbye. Riding on that midnight train, Lord, my head's a hanging low. These awful blues will follow me wherever I may go.
Suggested by Rick, that's Doc and Merle Watson together, Southbound. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Well, way down yonder on the Candy Creek.
Sleepy-Eyed John, that's new. Into our library from Jesse Smathers. Speaking of new, into our library, the John Hartford Fiddle Tunes album, Volume 2, just came in yesterday, and it contains five new takes on John Hartford songs, and over a dozen fiddle tunes that he transcribes that, for the most part, are new recordings of them. And I'm excited to have that album. I spent a lot of time listening to it yesterday.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
And a recent donor, Isabel. Thank you so much, Isabel. I believe it's in Point Breeze based on her zip code. And she was kind enough to donate an automobile, which is turned into cash by our partners. You can learn more about that program at slbradio.org/donate. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for our Brigade Charade. We're going to give you a clue for the overall word we are looking for, and then clues for its syllables. Now today, it's a little tough. We're looking for a five-syllable word. Five syllables. Syllables 1 and 2 are defined by a single clue. Ling Ling or Sing Sing. Syllables 1 and 2. Ling Ling or Sing Sing. Syllable 3. Whale or wine. Syllable 4. Vowel. And syllable 5, the clue is consonant. And the clue overall, which I should be giving you at the beginning, we're looking for a word that means disorder. Disorder, that's the clue. Syllable 1 and 2, ling ling or sing sing. That's syllables 1 and 2. Syllable 3, whale or wine. Syllable 4, vowel. And the final syllable of the five-syllable word we're looking for, the clue is consonant. And the overall clue, once again, is disorder. Disorder.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Was in the spring we met each other, and by chance a seed was sown. Now it's 5 years together, and our love, how big it's grown. You're the one who wears my ring, and these hard times don't mean a thing.
pain. They need a sign to go on living. But I know a better way. You're the one who wears my ring. And these hard times don't mean a thing.
History. Now I'll never get back what they once thought of me. Up to now it's all been made up make-believe that I've told so many times I started to believe it too. Don't water my whiskey down. Freedom is a hoax. It rode here on a boat like a huddled up mass that screwed up the winning pass in a championship game where no one knows your name. But aren't we all to blame as we all call the play? I don't water my whiskey river, and I was a duck. I'd sink down to the bottom. I would never come back up. Swim with the fishes, way too wasted to speak. Tell them all my secrets. Let my soul spring a leak.
Has played live on the Saturday Light Brigade from September 29th, 2018.
One, two, three.
And you also heard the sweetest song I sang by Hot Rods. There was a method to my madness of playing those two songs. Todd, who is fun to follow on Facebook, is a great songwriter, singer, as I hope you just heard. And he had posted the question, what is the sweetest song you've ever heard? And that made me think of the sweetest song I sang. And I can remember back in the late 70s, early 80s, we got so many requests for that song over and over and over again, typically from guys playing it for their wives or girlfriends. It's just amazing how many requests came in for that. Once again, here is today's Brigade Charade. Five syllables altogether. The clue is disorder. Disorder. And syllables one and two, ling ling or sing sing. Syllable three, whale or wine. Syllable four is a vowel. Syllable five, the clue is consonant. 4-1-2-200-5-9-7-5. Mike and Myers got the correct answer. So did Susie in Alexandria. Tommy in North Chesterfield got it. Patrick in South Park solved the puzzle, as did Zach in Pittsburgh. John in Economy Borough, who says, I had it at Ling Ling. Bruce and Ingram got it, so did John and Carrick. Larry in Elwood City. Russ in Kanga, North Carolina. And Mary Jean by way of Mark. And John and Addie in East Deer. Thanks for your kind note, and you also have the correct answer, as does Tom in McCandless. Hi, Tom.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's nice to be back.
So, I haven't been outside yet today, so I'm just wondering, is it marching like a lion or is marching like a lamb?
Yes, it is March 1st. The weather has been so up and down, it's hard to say, isn't it? Let me look at what our thermometer says, 41 today. And the expected, wow, that can't be right. I'm going to look. Yeah, it says 41 currently, but I can't get... I'm not believing what I see as the expected high. Wow, it looks like temperatures are dropping throughout the day. So I would say lion.
Lion, okay. I'll have to write that on my calendar so I remember, but when it's the 31st, I can compare and see if it's right.
Yeah, I it says highs in the mid-40s and lows in the upper teens. But it shows the temperatures starting to drop, starting at noon, going down. And at 6 o'clock, it'll be about 26 degrees, according to the weather folks.
Right. So let's hope the weather doesn't cause any pandemonium today.
Yes, indeed. Ling Ling and Sing Sing. The pandas. And then to wail or whine is to moan.
When you said whale, I was, after I got the answer right, when you said whale, I thought, oh, Moby Dick.
Well, whale and whine, I will admit were chosen to be a little tricky. Both of those words could be spelled in two different ways, wine and Hawaiian, depending on it. And then, let's see.
Mogan David, maybe.
Yeah.
Right?
Moby David or Mogan Dick. Let's see, E was the vowel and then M, the consonant. So you have panda, moan, E, M, or pandemonium.
Yeah, I was actually at a panda yesterday.
At a panda?
Yeah, panda supermarket in Squirrel Hill.
That's
it's
right.
The Oriental Market. It's right across from the library.
Well, that's a nice, I didn't know that was there. What did you get?
I bought some seaweed.
Because
my wife likes seaweed on her salad. And so I cook it up and I cut it up and then cook it up and then put it in the refrigerator. And then wherever she makes her salad, she puts some seaweed on it.
That's very kind of you to do that. I could have brought you some from our trip to Checo Island last weekend.
And then I'm having seaweed for lunch because I made some California rolls.
Oh,
and they use
nice.
That Nori. I don't know how you pronounce it. Spelled N-O-R-I. It's like sheets of seaweed. It's almost like you could say it's seaweed. Paper made out of seaweed.
Interesting. I read years ago that seaweed can be an ingredient in ice cream to help its texture.
Right. That's true. Yeah.
And
then I was at the Pitt Library about a month or so ago, and they had an exhibit of Chinese paper making. And the woman who gave the presentation brought along some refreshments, and they were little bags of seaweed that were like, you know, little bags of potato chips, but they were actually seaweed.
Huh.
Or I say nori. Nori snacks.
Huh. Interesting. Well, now I know where to go for seaweed. you know, if you want artisanal seaweed, it's at that store. A charge to you. Well done.
Okay.
Thanks for being with us. Pandemonium is the word we were looking for, and another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge is about 10 minutes away with today's High Clue. Quick program note, in memory of Roberta Flack, at 9:30 today, we are going to rebroadcast her 2005 appearance on the Saturday Light Brigade. I think you might enjoy it. I know I certainly did, and we'll feature her just after 9:30 this morning.
Necessities, simple bare necessities. necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, Mother Nature's recipe. Bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be founder of my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. You look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, then maybe try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you. Look for necessities, simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just bare necessities of life. So just relax, yeah, in my backyard. If you act like that bee act, working too hard. Don't spend your time just looking around for something you want can be found. You'll find out you can live without it and go along not thinking about it. It tells you something true. The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. They'll come to you. To you.
Louis Armstrong.
Oh, yes!
And before Louis, you heard Pittsburgh's Scott and Rosanna with That's Not a Bear. A charge to Jim in Crafton Heights, who also knew Pandemonium and who also wanted to wish you and me a happy St. David's Day. Today is St. David's Day, the patron saint of Wales. Chicken and leek pie would be one traditional food for St. David's Day. Another could be Welsh rarebit and others, but happy St. David's Day if you're celebrating. All those bear songs coming out of the woodwork.
I went upstairs.
Here's another.
In the middle of the night, I tiptoed in and I turned on the light. But to my surprise, there was no one in sight. My Uncle Walter goes waltzing at night. He goes wah, 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 waltzing with bears. Raggy bears, shaggy bears, baggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do. So he can go waltzing, wah, 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 waltzing. So he can go waltzing, waltzing with bears. I gave Uncle Walter a new coat to wear. When he came home, he was covered with hair. And lately I've noticed several new tears. I'm sure Uncle Walter goes waltzing. He goes wah, 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 waltzing with bears. Raggy bears, shaggy bears, baggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do. So he can go waltzing, wah, 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 waltzing. So he can go waltzing, waltzing with bears. We told Uncle Walter that he should be all the things that we said he should, but I know that he'd rather be out in the wood. I'm afraid we might lose Uncle Walter for good. He goes wah, 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 waltzing with bears. Raggy bears, shaggy bears, baggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do. So he can go waltzing, wah, waltzing, so he can go waltzing, waltzing with bears.
Waltzing with the Bears from Nan Hoffman. Rich in Freeport points out something I did not know. The Bare Necessities song that you heard Louis Armstrong sing was written by Terry Gilkison, who is Eliza Gilkison's dad. And she does a version of the song as well. And now I know why. There have been other variations of the song too, but the one we know that Phil Harris sings in The Jungle Book is by Terry Gilkison. Thank you, Rich. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online, and slbradio.org.
Sitting in a deck chair high up over Kansas City on a genuine old-fashioned authentic steam powered airplane.
Isn't that nice? Allison Brown, Kathy Mattea, Sierra Hall. And who am I missing? Missy Raines. And Megan Lovell. And the album is called Julia Bell, the John Hartford Fiddle Project, Volume 2. I am tickled to have that in our library. It just came out last week. We'll try to get another song. They actually do the Julia Bell Swain, and I'd like to try to play that for you at some point this morning. And in weeks to come, we'll play some of the fiddle tunes as well.
Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's SPACIALAudio.com.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org. for details.
Congratulations to Susan, or possibly the other Susan, and Jess for coming up with our Brigade Charade puzzle answer on Facebook just a few moments ago. You can follow us on Facebook at SLB Radio, where the puzzles are published in real time. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a charge with this morning's high clue. 17 syllables, all leading to one answer. You're here. Thank you for being here. Why not give it a try? If you think you know the answer, I hope you'll get in touch with us. Here, audited by Ricky, did I get 17? Syllables correct. Always want to be sure. She's counting to just, I'm okay. This rule says pressure and volume are related inversely for gas. Again, this rule says pressure and volume are related inversely for gas.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234. Or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Got a mouth full of gold, Elodie Baba, little birdie Baba, the man I love. Got a mouth full of gold. Every time he kisses me, it makes my blood run cold. For no one else, say, Lordy Baba.
name is Heather Pearson. That's the Heather Pearson Acoustic Trio. And the Heather Pearson Duo is going to be in Pittsburgh at Sunny Hill Live on March 14th at 7:30. And Nora wrote to us and asked if we would let you know about that. Sunny Hill Live is on Washington Road, and I believe, yes, I was right, the Unitarian Universalist Church of South Hills is the venue at which you can see Heather Pearson. You also heard the Barefoot Movement with Lottie Papa. A lot of guesses coming in, some correct, some not, to our high clue. This rule says pressure and volume are related inversely for gas. It might help if I note that it's not just a rule, it's a law. A law that says pressure and volume are related inversely for gas. Mr. Osterling is very proud of John in Economy Borough. Mr. Osterling is his 11th grade physics teacher who taught John everything he knows about that particular subject. Patrick of South Park has been very sharp today. I think he's had answers to every puzzle he got it. Tommy, also sharp, in North Chesterfield, Virginia. He sent a diagram illustrating today's high clue. John and Addie in East Deer got it. Zach thought it might be equilibrium. Good guess. And Bernoulli's Law was guessed by Bernard in Aetna. Very close. You're on the right track. And let me check. No, that gets us up to date with guesses. So if you think you know, if you've been shouting the answer at the radio, please text us or call us at 412-200-5975. It's a lot of fun if you join us on the air. You can tell us how you learned this, who taught it to you. It was Mr. Don Nelson who taught it to me. The high school chemistry teacher who was so nice, I had him twice. In 10th grade for introductory chemistry, and in my senior year for what they called Chem 2. Susie has a question. Oh, you were asking, I think, about John Hartford, the new album. It's called Julia Bell, Fiddle Songs of John Hartford, Volume 2. And I'll send that, I'll send you a link to it. Ross correctly came up with the correct answer. Jim in Crafton Heights says the first law of thermodynamics. No, I think that's conservation of energy. So you're on the right track, but it's not that. One thing, let's see, this law could have been named for an actor that was in Young Frankenstein and Everyone Loves Raymond. Does that help? It might. Too much pressure. his rule says pressure and volume are related inversely for gas. And if I were to move away from the Hi-Clew form, the absolute pressure exerted by a given mass of an ideal gas is inversely proportional to the volume it occupies if the temperature and amount of gas remain unchanged within a closed system, which is known as Boyle's Law. Boyle's Law, that's the answer we were looking for, and my clue just helped Jim in Crafton Heights. And Jess in the South Hills, listening with Ralph, also got the correct answer. Boyle's Law is what we were looking for. Congratulations. Coming up, the Soundhound will kick off our next hour.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When we wondered what it meant, and we still kind of do, that's Ban Apple Gas from Cat Stevens. Congratulations again if you came up with Boyle's Law. And we appreciate your participation, as always. Okay. Numbers was the name of the Cat Stevens album that was on. A concept record that I probably have at home in the vinyl closet somewhere.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or mjbergerfoundation.org.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
SLB summer camps are here offering middle and high school students one-of-a-kind experiences at our Youth Media Center, including opportunities to learn new skills, get creative, make new friends, and have their voices be heard. Be the first to learn about camp themes, dates, and scholarships by visiting slbradio.org, or better yet, ymc.slbradio.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio.
You do to me. It ain't right to be so untrue to me. It ain't right, so baby, farewell. It ain't love that you handed out to me. It ain't love, so don't come and shout to me. It ain't love, so baby, farewell. Now I go on, but what's the use? You done killed your golden goose. From now on, I'm on the loose. Come to revolution for me. It ain't right to give me the kick around. I'm not gonna stick around. It ain't right, so baby, farewell. You do to me. It ain't right to be so untrue to me. It ain't right, so baby, farewell. It ain't love that you handed out to me. It ain't love, so don't come and shout to me. It ain't love, so baby, farewell. just not satisfactory, baby.
It ain't right.
It's just not being done. It just won't do.
It ain't right.
I'm dissatisfied, my feelings are hurt, and I think I'm just gonna go somewhere else.
It ain't right.
So don't you try to make up to me, I've had it. Go on, let go of me.
It ain't right.
I said, let go of me. Let go of my leg. Unhand my wingtip.
The Red Clay Ramblers.
All right, let's go.
Here at the Saturday Light Brigade, hello to John and Marjorie. They just checked in from Harrisville. He also knew Boyle's Law. And he checked it just to be sure, and you still get credit for looking that up to check your answer. The Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. I was reading a book while on vacation last week. And by the way, thank you to Chad Green once again for creating the program that ran in our absence last week. The book I was reading was about third spaces. And somewhat of an academic term.